The broadcast bullies, famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Some do it for some do it for show. They do it for sure. The culture coaches.
Yes, is only official because we are the culture. You, we, us, Val the Voice, DJ No Frill. We are the culture coaches worldwide. iHeartRadio, FM radio, your radio. Why not? Let's go.
Always got some paper. Go to spin a block, hit a nine,
put
a
DJ No Frills.
I'm the type, won't hit the club without my tool, like I got license. My 40,000 worth of jewels, I ain't gon' bite you. But I'm on up and I'm on bus and I'm on strike it. I make one call to my bateau, I get my pipes delivered. I bleed the streets, get off that load and overnight the scritter.
Stay tuned, we got that Philly support, Philly section on the way.
I seen the realest. Oh, just like ice and pickles. You better ice them, I'm like that. Give me a
new section, night. New section. Hey, Coach's Corner. Vow the Voice. Hey, yo, is Tyson too old? Hey, yo, shout out to Ramez, the Bronx. My Puerto Rican brother.
I'ma go on.
Hip hop co-creators, why not? Let's go.
This cheese, right? Low price, we talking nice. Get bricks to clean for like 15. When you bust them out of the route, smell gel like gasoline. I ain't never had a thing. Now it's high like the.
Stay tuned too. Later on, we got them Insta. Them Insta Grammys, homie.
Last one got caught with 1.9 million when they pissed. True story. I'm a type.
Shout out to my ex. She used to work at Club Onyx. She about that Philly support Philly life. She got down by 1,000 rappers. I don't make the rules up. I just live here. Let's go. Philly support Philly on the way.
Streaming your feelings.
DJ No Frills.
Mansion pillars with the tallest ceilings. I'm the type. Every day I'm going viral. They think I'm selling powder. Youngest on the island. I'm the type. I own 60 watches. I leave them in the boxes like they do hirachis. Certain type of. Who names will never die. We killing every time. I lead them lambs petrified. Black. Once you cross the line, ain't nothing we can rectify. Boss. I'm flipping fish fillets to give my extra fries. Woo. I'm the type who won't wear no lotion. See me stepping with my weapon while the pistol smoking. I'm the type to paint a 100 Chevys. I'll paint my like you just to be so petty. Been the type of who mind on the money. If he stepping out of line, he dying on a Sunday.
The broadcast bullies, famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Play.
Been 50-50, I can't go half with you. Can't do that. Turn you straight up, baby. I can't waste no time with you.
Shout out Regina ATL, you requested it. Make sure you follow us on Instagram or on Twitter at the Culture Coaches. If you can't spell it, get hooked on phonics.
Let me smash
DJ No Frills.
When I blast, catch my in my mask, free push ice.
And that was a cool classic back in the day.
Ask her for some. She can ask you for some money. You ain't got enough. Damn right, she gon' go f*** your homie. Ain't no wife on her.
Stay tuned for that hip-hop news. LL Cool J got that new album on the way. I was at the exclusive listening session for the Culture Coaches. Stay tuned, I'ma tell you about it. They had to take our phones too. I'ma tell you why. Stay tuned, we the culture.
DJ No Frills.
Been 50-50, I can't go half with you.
Can't do that.
Turn you straight up, baby. I can't waste no time with you. Hey, wife and AP, huh? I can't waste no time with you. Been 50-50, I can't go half with you. Having racks on racks. When she acts, I won't tell her no. Here. Hitting her from the back, breaking switch, get my cardio. Gumbo thick, I swear no couch. Got buzz, we take a nap. Wake up, shake back, and check my trap. She like how I live, what I rap. Fat. Me and my niggas get down like the good fellas. We ain't caring who look better. All us type of niggas tell the feds a cold lie. We don't f- with them truth tellers. Rats. Told me she
DJ
can't wait
no
to leave
frills.
The city. I'ma fly the into some good
DJ
weather.
No frills.
Down, make her feel better.
DJ No Frills.
Play.
Throw it back. All this shit you talking about. Tell me that I'm good at spinning. She loving it.
Famous Frills. DJ No Frills. I am the best. I am the best.
So deep.
Boy, cool classics, new music. We are the culture. Let's go.
She got that good. She Michael Jackson bad. I'm attracted to her for her attractive back.
Shout out to the Philly Superhead on the check-in. Philly Superhead, I still love you, baby. Why not?
I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave. But I keep her running back and forth. Team. Cold as a winter's day, hot as the summer's day.
Let it play.
Young money thieves, God.
I like the way you walking if you walking my way. I'm that Red Bull, now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kind of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case. I'm gutter, gutter, I put her under. I see me with her, no Stevie Wonder. She don't even wonder, cause she knows she bad. And I got her.
grocery bag.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue, baby. Wanna spend it all on you, baby. My room is the G-spot, call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
DJ No Frills.
Play.
Cool classic, why not in my bag? Sing it, ladies. Sing it. New music. Cool classics. We are the. We are the. Culture Cultures. Let's go. Vi, what's up?
Sugar, honey, iced tea. Prettiest one I see. Little mama, ice.
Shout out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, I got y'all. Brooklyn remind me of Philly. We're going to talk about that later. Vi from Brooklyn. I'm from Philly. Why not?
Nicely. Shoes are kind of pricey. Match them up precisely. Good jean, nice tea. Like a food spicy. And she is the same.
DJ No Frills.
Flame, but I do not know her name. Is it Keisha? Keisha. Is it Tisha? Tisha. Maybe Lisa? Lisa. Or Teresa? Lisa. It could be Tia. Tia. Maybe Aaliyah. Aaliyah. I guess I'll find out one day. For now, I'ma say, hey.
Shorty
hey,
type,
hey,
it. Shorty type, it. Should've stayed there all night, it.
DJ No Frills.
With you. Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Now it's time I get back up with you, girl, with you. Oh yeah, we used to kick it up at the park, but now she's all grown up, 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 up. Walking them stilettos, jumping up out of that Mercedes truck, up, ooh. It was Keisha, it was Sonya, it was Tanya.
Kiki, I got you. Kiki, I got you. Kiki, I got you. ATL, let's go. ATL, let's go.
Put the shot of Henny, I be going crazy, crazy. And say my whole hood got
the broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
Dick talk. They know we talk that lick talk. That lick talk.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
I'm a geek there since. Gotta keep that heat.
Let it play.
You know we talk that stick.
Got you.
I'm putting this cash up on a new toy. Put this cash up on a new toy. You can't understand us cause you're too soft. Tell the band fans, run them straight through the machinery. They came through with a stick and you heard it. They came through in this bitch and they was swerving. I can't believe the blood ain't on my shirt. Because he got hit close range. We be talking stick talk. We be talking bricks too. We be talking lick talk. And I'ma fuck your bitch too. I ain't got no manners for no. I'ma put my thumb in a poop. Put the shot of Henny, I be going place to place. They say my whole hood got it under.
It's too easy. Vow the voice, DJ No Frills. We are the culture. We are the culture.
Beamer Benz Bentley, Beamer Benz Bentley.
New music, cool classics. New music, cool classics, homie. Vow, Vow the voice, Brooklyn, Philly. Why not? Let's go, let's go.
I'm fresh, I'm fly, I'm so damn high. More than 500 horses when I roll by. I'm calm, I'm cool.
DJ No Frills.
I don't handcuff. You can get the whole damn crew.
Get in my
Beamer Benz Bentley. Beamer Benz and Bentley. Beat it, I bet she let me. She been fiending since he met me. I'm the coolest shit, especially when I throw on all my Grusky. Got my sister Smith on Bussy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, new Britney. Color vanilla and cherry. Andretti on Pirelli. Make a movie out the Getty. With my ring and my confetti. I'm Kobe Bryant ready. Pink rosé and chronic smelly. While I'm stumbling out the telly. I'm so fly.
The broadcast bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the culture.
It's only official when it's the Culture Coaches. Vow the voice, DJ No Frills. Hey, yo, Vow, yo, thank
What's
you.
Good?
Thank you in advance, homie.
For what?
For the Brooklyn love.
Oh, of course, baby.
And we pause do for idiots
we,
on
we,
that.
We spread love is the Brooklyn way.
Yes, man, yo.
Yes, it is, man.
Thank you for the exclusive birthday gift.
No problem, bro. You know you're my brother from another mother. You're my Philly fam.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You're the homie. What's up, everybody? You are locked in. You are tuned into the Culture Coaches. Before anything, I want to say what's up to my people on the check and on the live. You know, Hip Hop Co-Creators allowed us to launch from their page today. You know what I'm saying?
So oh, yes.
We appreciate that. We got
Thank
a lot
you.
Of people. The room is jumping already. So shout out to everybody in the room. We're gonna get some questions for y'all later. But yo, Frills, man, you're looking like $1 million. You know what I'm saying? You're looking like last week you said you looked like Larry Holmes. This week you're looking like Terrence Crawford.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so on my I'm on my one-two, man. Yo, health is important, man.
That's right.
Yo,
that's
listen,
right.
man. It's not easy, man. Listen. Listen, leave the bad foods alone, man. Philly got the cheesesteaks. New York got the chopped cheese. But, yo, let me ask you a question.
Ask me a
question.
What's
better, the chopped cheese or the cheesesteak?
You know something? I'm a New Yorker born and bred, right? And I got to stick with New York. But to be honest, them Philly cheesesteaks are better.
So yo, that's thank you. That's so, why yeah. that's why Vowel yeah, is my bro, because you keep it 1,000.
I keep it 1,000. Listen, I love chopped cheese. I grew up on chopped cheese, ham and cheese. I grew up on that. But, yo, them Philly cheesesteaks out here is next level, man.
Thank you. Shout out to
all the great Philly cheesesteaks places. I was here last week. We're going to talk about the whole.
Yeah.
Listen, we got a big show today. We got the Philly Support Philly section. I want to shout out all my people from Tame Arts and Snipes and all those amazing vendors that were out there. Shout out to Tony Touch, who tore it down.
Shout out to
Large Pro. I got to meet your man, Too Tough. He's official. We've been
from
kicking
Tough
it.
Crew. Shout out to him. P.
Listen.
Reef the Lost.
Everybody
calls.
It's just too many. Listen, you know you got an amazing event when nobody wants to go home. When it's 10:30, 11:30, and everybody's still rocking out there. So it was great. You know, I really got to tip my hat to Philly because, you know, they throw some real dope events. You know what I mean? This was, and I told Chris Tame Arts, I said, yo, this is one of the best outdoor hip-hop events, and I've been to many that I've ever seen. So much crowd participation, so much diversity. We're going to talk to him about, you know, doing an event together, something big together, because it was really awesome.
Yeah,
but listen, we got the Philly Support Philly section going on today.
Whatever sections we got today.
We got Instagrammies. And we got a great Instagrammy this week.
Yes.
You know, we're featuring Fat Joe. He's spearheading Power to the Patients, which is a very, very good movement. You know, these hospitals need to have some transparency. I'm going to tell you about my own experience with dealing with these hospitals and getting billed. So, people, we're going to talk more about Power to the Patients. Make sure to log on and join the movement. Get some transparency, man, in medical billing, man. Stop letting people rape you. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's a fact.
So, also, we got a new segment that we're launching. You know, every week we got a lot of different segments.
We
have the Coach's Corner.
Yes.
So this week on the Coach's Corner, we've gotten a lot of people. You know, we represent urban culture. The show is called The Culture Coaches. We touch on all things urban, from finances to credit to health. So we're going to be talking more about sports, because a lot of our listeners have been saying, hey, you know, we like when you talk about boxing, this and that. So we're going to actually introduce this. And shout out to my man True Master last week, who called in for the Fresh Produce.
So
we got a
session lot
of awesome segments that we got going on. We got the Instagrammies. Of course, we got the Who Frauded segment. I'm going to be talking about the Olympics and who frauded. And no, I'm going to take it easy on Ray Gunn. We're going to get into the people who really frauded at the Olympics.
Oh, man. Listen, okay? I can't wait to hear that. But the Instagrammies.
Yo,
I love that section. For everybody that's around the world, the Instagrammy is we give out a Grammy to somebody who did something online that's dope. An official, right?
Or push something online, like a part of a movement, something that we feel like needs to be highlighted. Something that, again, people, this show is all about urban culture. We play those cool classics. No Frills is in charge of all the music. Stop sending me your music. Send it to I Know Frills.
Hey, listen, and if you're going to send it, homie, make sure it's an MP3. I don't download links. It's going straight in the trash.
You can send me the check, though.
Send him a check, CTC.
You know what I'm saying? CTC, you can send us the sponsor.
So
we got some new sponsors coming on board, too. Smokey's Cigar Shop is coming on board.
Smokies.
Shout out to them. And also.
And Red and PA, right?
That's right. Red and PA. They're about to open their third place. So shout out to them. And we also got a new sponsor, Caring Life Services, Home Care Services out in Pennsylvania. You know, you can get paid to hire a family member or friend to take care of you. So we're going to talk more about that. They're actually going to be coming up here in a couple of weeks and talk about what they're doing. So listen, man, I'm just excited. It's a lot of new music. No Frills, you're going to tell us about that LL Cool J party, launch party that you went.
Yes,
I want to talk about everything that was going on this week in the Olympics, man. I don't want Tame Arts. I don't want to miss nothing. Let's get into some music and get back with Philly Support Philly.
Vile,
any last words?
Yes, Vile.
What's
listen.
That? Oh, I got a new name, too. I'm going to let you know what it is.
Okay, listen. Hey, Vile.
What's
rap,
that?
Rap is out of control.
Yes.
The Olympics is. I heard they had
that's
big
right.
wheels at the Olympics.
That's
like,
right.
What's going on? Excuse me for
it's
everybody that's
good.
On the live. Listen, yo, rap is out of control.
Rap is out of
with
control.
With that being said, this is my joint. New Fat Joe.
The culture coaches.
Ma. out of control. Let's go.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
DJ No Frills.
Rock Nation, what up? Terror Squad, what up? This my joint, let's
Cartel
go.
Cartel dropped so much work, it made New York shake. That AP so icy, call it the North Face. We ain't tripping off haters, we all hate. 20K on the drip, that's on the North Day. I never lacked your cracker, back to black metal. It's a cold world when start the backpedal. Kate and Clark with the rock, they say I'm stat stuffing. And I tell her I owe him.
DJ No Frills.
Dumb up in Starlets till they threw me out. Now we at the booby trap, they got they out. Take that, take that, take that. Get a bag, get a bag, get a bag, yo.
Shout out to DJ Voltron on a check-in. DJ Voltron on a check-in. Shout out to the left coast, west coast. We getting love out there. Rest in peace to the late great Nipsey Hussle. Leo season. I'm a Leo. We a Leo. We some Leos. Wouldn't you like to be a Leo too?
DJ No Frills.
They say I shot my friend over a band. And imagine what I do to a that I can't stand. Right now I'm on the edge. So don't push me. Need my so bad, but all I got is good. Need my life is a movie. Your life is a toopy. Do it look like I got left or bad and bougie? I'm about to call my favorite eater. He's really a foodie. And I'm a bad ass, so boosty. Rock 13K on his boot sheet. So jigger. You was a bird, now you just an ex. So Twitter. Heard she made him block me on the gram. Go figure. Only love me more than my
DJ No Frills.
I got the Cuban on Cuban. My gorilla. Ever since crack to her on, she a dope dealer. And I'm toxic. But I cook good and I look good and I got good, good vibes.
The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Val the Voice. Coaching the
really
culture.
Smoke that joint. Pause for idiots. Texas, let's go, Texas. Cool, classic, famous friends, let's go.
I don't take them out to eat, I ain't hit a
no.
Treat, I ain't trying to fix your weave, I ain't hurt.
Shorty, pull yourself together.
Train.
It's my birthday, cut the check, Team Leo.
I know you heard of that. Change your whole attitude. It's time to take off your cool if it make you want
to
move.
Shout out to Pittsburgh on the check-in.
Get up on it.
Pittsburgh.
Throw it back.
North Philly, South Philly, let's go, why not?
DJ No Frills.
KG of the game, LeBron.
The Broadcast Bullies. Famous Frills and Valley. The voice, coaching the culture.
Lay play.
Talking with my mother back in
God.
The before Jimmy cut the check, it was 50 on my neck and over 50 in my ear. I'm the rookie of the year. I'm here for the takeover, not out to replace over. It's a new hustling time. Yeah, the break's over. Don't get me confused with the rest of them dudes. I've been the boss down south. I'm just new to a few. Please believe them don't do what I do. I got everything them other rappers got times too. I don't take them out to eat, I ain't here to trick or treat, I ain't trying to fix your weave, I ain't heard of that, I'm just here to train, put them on the main road, teach them how to change, cause I know you heard of that, change your whole attitude, it's time to take off your cool, if it make you want to move, then move, my get up on it, just throw it back, act like you want it, I know you heard of that.
Rest in peace to the late, great, Nipsey Hussle, he's a Leo, I'm a Leo, what you like to be a Leo too. His birthday was yesterday, Nipsey.
Yeah, what up, what up? It's your boy, Neighborhood Nipsey Hussle. And right now, y'all tuned in to my homeboy, DJ No Frills.
Yeah, that's official. That ain't AI, homie. Pull yourself together. I've been official.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice. Hustle paid the price.
DJ No Frills.
We are the culture. You are the culture. We are the culture. Let's go.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice. Hustle paid the price. One slice.
DJ No Frills.
Let it play.
I've been grinding all my life. I'm married to this gang. That's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone. I told that she probably right. One thing that's for sure. Not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklins and a shoulder full of stripes.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yes, yes, we back. Shout out to the left coast, west coast. Shout out to Watts. Shout out to Compton.
Shout out to the UK, man.
Oh, yeah, the UK.
That's right. You know, we launching. You know, we have two official iHeart slots now.
Yes.
12 p.m. on Saturdays, again, 6 p.m. just for our UK listeners. I've been talking to a lot of my UK people, And we getting a lot of support out in the UK. We're going to get some more support. We're going to be linking. We're going to be having some UK artists, some producers call in. And you know, that's what it's all about. It's all about growth, man. Thank you, No Frills. Thanks, everybody who's been chiming in, tuning into the show. All the great guests that we have. We're going to have some more great guests calling in.
Yes.
Next couple of weeks, I was speaking to Mr. Freeze, another legendary rock star, rock steady, early pioneer in breaking. So Mr. Freeze will be calling in. We're going to have Kevin Gamble's daughter, who's pushing a whole new album, with my man Aguilar calling in. We're working on some of the Olympic, the people who are in the Olympics, the breakers, who are going to be calling in. So we just got a lot going on, you know what I'm saying? And we will be bringing up Tame Arts again to talk about the after, you know, about the event and all the great moments.
Hey, yo, Val, I got a question for you. I know
what's the question?
Who frauded section, but how do you feel about the Olympics? Have you been watching them?
I want to save it. We gotta save it. Let's save it. Yeah, that's for the Who Frauded segment.
Oh, stay
I mean, I'll say this. I'll say this though, right? So the homie Crazy Legs chimed in. He's all over the web right now. New York Post, all over the place, because he's saying that, you know, a lot of people are taking it out on Ray Guns, and we're gonna get into that later. But the thing with Ray Guns is like, who allowed her? That's who frauded. Who allowed her to perform knowing that she wasn't up to par? So there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. I don't know, but I'm saying those are the people who should be held accountable.
The problem I have is, and this goes for the culture
Also the judges. That's a whole nother thing with some of these.
My problem is the culture in general, where every culture, everybody has an award show now.
Yes.
Everybody is a fitness expert now.
Everybody's a hip-hop historian.
Everybody's a hip-hop.
Nobody asked you, homie.
Exactly. Yo, what's your rap sheet like, homie?
That's right.
That's what I'm about to start
Who can you call? Before you, let me see your phone. Let me check your credentials. If you ain't got at least 3 or 4 heavy hitters on your phone, leave me alone. You ain't coaching me. Well, my man No Frills said it not too long ago. The girl hit him up, said, you need a life coach. And he turned around and said, baby, you need a wife coach. Because you're twerking, you're doing this. You need to learn how to be a wife and take care of your own life.
Exactly.
You know what
I'm saying? Pull yourself together,
Pull yourself
shorty.
Together, little homie.
And her hair was matted. Like, I don't know what's going on. What's up with these chicks? But listen, hold on. I want to say something.
I don't want to interrupt.
They should have had Crazy Legs run the whole thing.
Yes.
Y'all should have cut him the check.
That's right.
Y'all should have gave Crazy Legs a blank check.
That's right.
Because he got the time in.
Yes.
He's respected by the culture. I don't even know the people.
Right.
Who was the clowns? But we're going to save that for the Who Frauded section.
Yeah, we're going to save it for the because there's a lot
but what's
more.
Next?
There's
what's
a lot
next?
More.
What's
so
next?
Listen, we got to get into this Philly Support Philly. PSP.
Yes.
My man No Frills is the man behind the brand. He invented Philly Support Philly. So everybody who was out there that day, pay homage to the originator, all right?
Talk
but
to
listen,
him.
There was a lot of great. I want to talk about the Tame Arts events, Hip Hop in the
Philly
Park.
That's Philly Support Philly.
Man, that was such an amazing event. I got there late. It has so much going on. I didn't get there late, but I got there for the last 3 DJs. I mean, it was a whole lineup of DJs, whole lineup of artists. But man, you know, I really got to give. He came up to the show. He built with us. But I really got to give it to the brother Chris, man. It was even better than I thought, man. It was like walking through there was like taking, you know, a walk back in time. There was graffiti pieces. There was guys breakdancing, battling. They had the canvas out there. They had amazing. And shout out to my man Tony Touch, who was just playing some Philly heat. Like, just playing some Teddy Pendergrass and some
Harlan
Freeway
Oates,
and some Hall & Oates.
Like,
he reminded me of you, man. How you take us through the cool classics. Not everybody. See, that's the difference between a DJ and a he say, she say. That's the difference between somebody who could just press a button and somebody who can bring you through an experience. Some people just play music. I could play music on my iPhone all day, right?
Yes.
But some people remind you of the soundtrack of your life. And you're
exactly.
one of those brothers. And Tony Touch is a good friend of mine. He's definitely one of those brothers. You know, Little Louis Vega. And shout out to Large Pro, who also was really took you through a nice, you know, it was incredible, man. I felt young again. I'm young, but I felt young again. Trying out for the movie B Street.
That's the power of music.
Yeah,
great music.
So I'm gonna give it to you. Anything going on in Philly that happened that we need to know about? I'm gonna get into the story.
Well, we know we had the Tame Arts.
Yes, Tame Arts.
Shout out to Tame Arts. But shout out to Freeway. Freeway had the Free Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Free Fest.
Talk about that one.
It was the first annual Free Fest.
Okay.
Freeway brought the city together. He brought people from outside the city. Shout out to Freeway for always supporting the city.
That's right.
When most artists come to Philly, Freeway supported him, even back to Rick Ross when he had like a beard, when he was on like Slip and Slide Records. Shout out to Freeway. He did the Free Fest. And they actually gave him like he has his own
key
now.
The key to the city.
They gave him the key, and he really deserves it because He's Philly Support Philly. He's one of the people who supported me years ago.
That's right. You remember, way over
10 years ago, Freeway came up to the Bronx, one of the craziest sections in the Bronx to support Viola Voice and DJ No Frills.
When we did our, the Philly Takeover on RS Radio. We legendary. Look at see our phones are heavy. Your phones are unsteady. Our phones are rock steady.
They got cricket.
That's right.
Cricket.
They got cricket.
They got crickets, and their phone ain't ringing. And their phone ain't ringing. And their phone is cricket.
Listen, we're going to get into that ringing. But, yeah, shout out to Free. He's coming up to the show in the next couple of weeks. We're getting him back up to the show. So Freeway will be up here. We'll be going live that day.
And he just had a birthday. Shout out to Freeway.
Shout out happy to Free. Just having a birthday.
Muslim. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to him. You know, we were around for the first stimulus package album to drop. You know what I mean?
Right.
When he promoted that the first time. And you know what? I'm proud of him. I got to give him props, too, because the Freeway interview was one of the first interviews. That was one of the top three interviews. Like, there was three interviews that took us viral. And that was one of them. Freeway coming up to the show, talking, and we're gonna relive that when he comes up. But the video of him coming up to the show and talking about some of his experiences in hip hop, that's one of the videos that took us viral on Worldstar, on Vlad TV, on Now Right, on allhiphop.com, on all these big hip hop blogs.
Yes.
We went viral. We were viral before viral was a word. That's why I got a new name for myself. You know what my new name is?
What's that?
Val got the answers. Sway don't got the answers, but Val got the answers.
Hey, man, listen, I'm about to call Sway up, man. Let him know what
Sway's
you said.
Sway's the homie, but that's my new for everybody. Since everybody's always asking me, Val got the answers. No, Sway's the homie, but listen, don't blame me. Blame Kanye said he didn't have the answers.
Yeah, Kanye
But Kanye hit me and said, Val, you got the answers. So Val got the answers. One of these days we're going to have a call in and I'm going to answer your questions.
Why not?
For a donation.
Why not? Listen, CTC, cut the check.
One more thing before we go. I want to get into a real story that I heard about in Philly, right? So check this out.
Okay.
Five arrested after altercation outside Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. Do you know where that's at?
I know what this is. I know what it's about.
So I'm going to just read this really quick. Philadelphia, five people are facing charges following an altercation at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. It happened just before 6 p.m. on August 9th outside a sports bar located at the block of Park Avenue. While attempting to disperse the group, a police sergeant in the First District was struck in the face by a man later identified as whatever, says the officer. So Baldino's being charged. It doesn't say what the whole thing was about, but I mean,
I got the story on
it. Tell me the story. That's why I brought it up, because I knew you would know.
I'm from Philly, so allegedly, this is allegedly.
Allegedly.
This ain't my words.
Okay.
They are allegedly mob members.
Connected.
Mob connected. Okay. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So somebody, it's like you being inside of a place, right? Mm. And someone disrespected your niece.
Mm.
So the niece allegedly is connected to one of the mob guys. So they called him in.
Uh-oh.
And they came to defend their niece. Now, they said the guy, the one that was fighting the cop, they said he punched the girl in the face and knocked her out.
What?
Now, a man hitting a woman, that's corny regardless.
We don't rock with that.
That's what it all started from, and it spilled out into the parking lot.
Listen.
And, you know, shout out to Chickies in peace.
There's something that I learned a long time ago.
Yeah.
Never hit a police officer. I don't care. You're going to make it worse. Like, if you're doing something and you're getting arrested, don't make it worse. If the cops pull you, if you're in a stolen car, don't take them on a chase, man,
right,
and crash the car. So I just wanted to, I thought that was crazy. I'm like, because I didn't know what the whole story was about, and it doesn't say what the whole story is about. So I said, what, are they fighting over food? There's always something going on. Listen, the food in Philly's so good, you got people punching each other, punching cops in the face.
They thought they was in the old school. If you're from Philly, you know Veterans Stadium. Philly got one of the most violent stadiums in the country. Listen. We actually had a jail cell and a judge inside a Veterans Stadium.
That's crazy.
No, seriously, like,
really?
You fight in there, they charge you. Did you see the judge that day? It was crazy. I think they still do something like that at the new stadium.
We're going to have to do a live, you know what I'm saying, on that. Shout out to everybody on the live.
Don't come down here wearing no Dallas jersey, homie.
Listen, man, but listen. So, shout out to Free, man. The festival I heard was amazing. I couldn't make this one, but next year we'll definitely work on being a sponsor of that event. We got to support Philly. Support Philly. That's what we do. Right. Shout out to Tame Arts. And, you know, shout out to the police who had to go in there and deal with that thing. With that being said, any last words before we get into this record?
Listen, this Philly support Philly, right? Philly Freeway. This a cool classic. Yo, this a classic by Freeway that should have did a whole lot better. Some people say, listen, I'm not even, listen, you be the judge
we'll
on
be
it.
Back.
But it will be back.
The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture. The Broadcast Bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
DJ No Frills.
30 mil in the bank, 30 grand on the wrist and 20 more in the Swiss and 30 birds in the tank, diamonds all in the face, on your face when it glisten. It's just Spain, not that Chrissy, and you know what we drink. Got my art.
North Philly, what up? South Philly, what up? East Philly, that's Frankfurt, they don't get enough love. What up, what up, what up? We got you, we are the culture. Vow the voice, DJ No Frills. Let it play, I got you.
Time to some millions, a brick to the rock, the rock into some buildings. When you the feeling, I might see about a billion. For I lead a villain, now that's what I call billing. Ballin', you still crawling, children, call them when you start walking, I'll be willing. Flooring, something foreign, no ceiling, chilling. Hey, hey, yeah, that's what the people say. Hope, pouring rose, rose gold, pour you oh, autumn. Okay.
We are the culture, the culture coaches, cool classics, real DJ, I'm in the crates, homie, classic Freeway, and Jay-Z, Big Spender, Rockefeller, what y'all think about that new Freeway, Grab and Petey Crack, I think it's crazy, let's go.
Fuel abusing, I'm 7-4 to the 5, overdose on autopilot, I don't even drive, in the box with my shoes up, I just took back the Phantom, too many to fathom, what it felt like to have them, I just caught me your all thing. A professional ball team. Tell me I'm the illest hustler y'all seen. When you don't buy out the bar, you buy the bar. Guess what you call?
Got some dough on the block. Got some more bricks. I got a villa in Tahiti and I don't owe no rent. I got the paper for real and he's lodging and thinking. Keep my cake up in the safe and take a slice to the villa. 300 grand sitting in Willow. Why y'all debating? I'm copping y'all hating cause I'm making that Skrilla. They know me as Baby Gorilla. When I step in the
saying, hey, 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 that's what the say. Whole blowing rose, rose gold for you. Oh,
DJ No Frills.
Hey, 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 hey,
that's what the say. Free pouring rose, Rockefeller millionaire. We stack that paper every day.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
That made these buses nervous. This that that interrupted Kanye Sunday service. I know most these bad, but I need something perfect. If I ain't living like today's my lesson, what's the purpose? She don't only
stay tuned. We got that Who Frauded section on the way. We gonna talk about these Olympics. I should have been in the Olympics. I should have been a break dancer. Have you seen that ish? Let's go, Vada Voice, DJ No Frills. We are the culture.
I'ma hit it on sight. But corny is that shit I don't like. Once I put my high school crush, I was that for life. I don't fuck with bougie, man, that shit is all hype. Alright, I just wanna bring you way out of your freaky shell. I just wanna put you under all my freaky spells. Can you drive a truck? She said I got my CD up. She ain't pretty, then she gotta have a BBL.
Some do it for show, they do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yes, we are the coaches. I'm DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills, DJ No Frills fan. And what's your name, fam?
Viral Val, the Broadcast Bully, the Broadcast Bully. But for you, Val got the answers.
Val got the answers. Why not?
And today, you know what? We got the answers on this new segment, The Coach's Corner.
Yes.
So in this segment, we're going to be discussing sports. A lot of people have been hitting us up, you know, because we always touch on sports topics, but it seems like we've been getting emails and people say, hey, you should make that a part of the show, Tomar.
Right.
I guess, you know, it's part of urban culture. A lot of people are interested in sports. So I just read, I was saying, you know, I stay on top of the trends. I just read that they are seriously considering banning and what's the word? Well, banning the fight between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. They're saying that he's too old. By the time the fight happens, which will be early November, he will be 58 years old. So a lot of people are saying it's a big health risk. It doesn't matter if you were legendary at one time or whatever. This is not like, you know, this is not like one of those, this is not like music, right? Where you can go into the studio, you know, you can hire some great producers, they can help you. Like LL, for instance, right? LL, yeah. He's in his 50s, but he can still go in the studio, bring in some new producers, and, you know, have create a great album, but he's not physically, you know, fighting someone, right?
Right.
So in this case, you got a 58-year-old 2 years away from 60 gonna fight a 28-year-old, 29-year-old. Is it fair? They're talking about discontinuing. That's the word I was looking for, discontinuing the fight. And you want to be honest? I always felt that it should have been that way from the beginning. I felt that that fight should have never been sanctioned because it's too dangerous, man. It doesn't matter. You know, as you get older, you can stay fit, you can stay whatever, but it's this is a fight sport and it's dangerous.
Yes.
What are your thoughts, No Frills?
I think, I think it should be canceled.
Yes.
I think Mike Tyson still really can beat him. I'm going to be honest with you. I think Mike Tyson can beat him, but it's not worth the punishment he might have to put his brain through.
That's a fact.
And you know, maybe turn it into like a – he might win, but he might turn into a vegetable. Like,
yeah.
So I think it's a great thing that they stop the fight.
Your reflexes go. Your reflexes go as you get older. You know what I'm saying? And listen, I'm going to – being a person myself where I boxed for a lot of years and I've been in the ring, you know – yeah, some of these guys are faster. You got to, you know, me, I had good defense. You have a good defense. But Tyson isn't the type. Tyson is an offensive fighter. He's not Floyd Mayweather.
That's true.
So he's going to go out there and he's going to engage. And when he engages, listen, you can't take nothing away from Jake Paul. He's a huge puncher. And I would, and you know what? I don't even know why. I can understand why they would want to do it because they will make a lot of money. But at the end of the day, do you really want to be the person who puts Mike Tyson in the hospital? You know what I'm saying? Like, some things are just the money's not worth it. That's just my opinion. Any last words on that one?
The last words is, man, listen, Jake Paul,
Jake
right?
Jake Paul,
man, listen, come to Philadelphia, right?
If there's a lot
tough,
of, that's right.
There's a lot of fighters in Philadelphia.
That's right.
So, yeah, pick a fighter from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And CTC, cut the check.
Yeah, there's a lot of fighters in your weight class. You know, you ain't got to fight older men. You know, I'm going to keep it there. So, another thing that I came across, it's called fan engagement. You know, there's been a lot of less fan engagement due to pricing. You know, what are some of the problems with sports events today and why aren't as many people supporting them as they used to, right? So I did some research and they said one of the main reasons that they're not getting the fan engagement is with the rising cost of the streaming services, right? So a lot of people don't want to pay $100 to watch a fight. Things are getting overpriced. It doesn't matter. Listen, inflation is up. It's tough out here for a pimp. It's hard out here for a pimp. You know what I mean? So my thing is a lot of people don't want to pay. And with all of these apps and everything, a lot of people are free streaming them. They're going to social media. They're going to social media to hack these things. But a lot of people are not watching. And another thing is, you know, that I've been reading about, a lot of these actors, a lot of these sports figures and a lot of these athletes are not giving you the best fights, right? They're not fighting the top contenders. They're not fighting, you know, there's a big topic on this whole thing with Canelo fighting Edgar Berlanga. A lot of people are saying that it's a cherry pick. And I mean, a lot of people don't want to pay $100 or $150 to watch an event that they don't have interest. So I think that, you know, self-fraud is the worst fraud. And a lot of these sports companies, they might be frauding on themselves by not delivering the best fights or the best games or whatever, and at the same time charging you top dollar. What do you think about it?
What I think is they're breaking the rules. They're breaking the rules because they're cheating the fans because people are not getting a great experience for their money. For the money they're spending, you're not getting a great experience. I mean, I can't remember the last time I seen something that was really, really great and you felt like you got your money's worth. Everyone's complaining, saying that they got ripped off. That's why you got homie. I ain't gonna say his name. That's on you. Whatever you do, we don't condone you.
Yeah.
We don't condone you doing piracy and stealing from pay-per-view. Yeah. But that's why you got that's why you got people on TikTok. I'm on TikTok. Somebody sent me the what's the name fight. I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't gotta
listen,
pay,
these
but,
things
hey.
Are so, you know. People, these things are so overpriced, man. You know what I mean? Things are so overpriced, and it's hard out here for people. You know, at least give people their money's worth, and that's what I say. Because I'm a person that I like to support these events. You know, I know that everybody got to eat. I like to support, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to support events. I don't want to feel like at the end of the day that I got cheated and I got robbed. You know what I mean? And people don't give their best effort. You know, when you don't give your best effort, it's disrespectful to the people who pay to see the event.
That's a fact, though.
I got one more. So let's congratulate the bronze medalist, Victor Montalvo. He's the Mexican-American out of California who won the Olympics. You know, we had some other people, but I'm going to highlight him because he's, you know, he's one of our own. You feel me? So
hip-hop
shout out.
Co-creator.
That's right, man. He's part of hip-hop. You know, I've been going back and forth with his people. We're going to try to get him to call in, you know, the next couple of weeks. They said, thank you, he's super booked, but we'll check the schedule and let you know what's the next Friday that they can make.
That'd be dope.
So shout out to them. We touched on him. And, yo, listen, we got to take time. There's been a lot of negative coverage on the Olympics because of the whole thing with Ray Gun and everything. So I just wanted to take a minute to highlight somebody who worked real hard. All these athletes that worked so hard shouldn't be overshadowed by something like that. You know what I mean? Let them deal with it. We'll talk a little bit more about it on the Who Frauded section. But at the end of the day, man, let's take a moment. Let's recognize the people. And shout out to the Homegirl Logistics. I think she got robbed. As much as I like the
homegirl.
Homegirl Logistics. She's another breaker.
Logistics.
She was so dope. And I thought that she got robbed in one of those. You know, I thought she got taken out of the thing. I was starting to think they were hating on Americans a little bit. But shout out to the Victor. And you know what? I'm going to try to reach out to Logistics too. And
yeah,
see
we need
can
to get Logistics
on
here. Yeah, I seen one of her rounds.
What's your thoughts on it?
My thoughts on it, I'm going to focus on the positivity.
That's
listen,
right.
We are the culture coaches, Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. I'm pushing P, pushing positivity, right? So this is how I feel. I'm grateful to see that breaking is in the Olympics because as a kid, I couldn't really break that good. I remember we had linoleum, we had cardboard, and we had crazy legs, we had B Street, we
That's
had
right.
Wild Styles. To see it go from the street corner to corporate, to around the world is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. And, you know, it's a lot of what I will say is I wish more Americans would take that culture seriously because I've seen people online complaining about Americans and with B-boying. But y'all gave up on hip hop. That's hip hop culture. Y'all gave up on one of the elements. You know what I'm saying?
OK, so listen, let's get into this joint. And let's come back with that Instagrammies.
Yes.
We're about to give somebody an Instagram.
Somebody out here breaking rules like this new Sauce Walker and Boss Man D-Lo. We'll be back. We are the culture.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The culture coaches.
To me cause I can hit the trap and get it on. Rule number one, keep your eyes open, watch for the law. Rule number two, stand on business, move like a boss. Walking sacks, feel free, pick it up, I ain't taking how much it costs. Rule number three, the beef, let's get to the cheese. Rule number four, never beef about a this minute more. Get them riches, you can pick like any money more. Coach know you better put D-Lo in the game, you wanna scope. Let me get your phone number, you know you so fine, baby. I'm trying to get you in my car, let me make you mine, baby. Kill you about a that sound crazy, boy. You wanna get rich? Stop spending your time, hey, boy. LV on my shoulder, trap taking over. Hop out double off. This ain't a Range Rover. I got young, the light up. Better tighten up. I be flying.
The broadcast bullies, Famous Frills and Val the Voice, coaching the culture.
What's your name? Where you from? Where you going? I'm in the kitchen, trying to. Yeah, I'm in the kitchen trying to break my arm. You gon' have to run it up. You wanna catch me? I can put that pack on you when you're ready. I be driving these foreign cars like a Chevy. These is not no Nike Dunks, these just Sebas. Yeah. Plug through it to me cause I can.
Shout out to the Lone Star State.
Number one.
Texas.
Eyes open, watch for
Texas.
Rule number two.
And shout out to the CAC. Shout out to the CAC. Moolah Da Vinci on the check in from the CAC. Shiraz Starks, what's up?
The beef, let's get to the cheese. Rule number four, never beef about a this minute.
DJ
mo.
No Frills.
Get the riches, you can pick like any money mo. Coach no, you better put D-Lo in the game. You want to stop
it. Duffel got a dog in it. Cybertruck tinted. Mansion in Miami, couple months. Only thing rented. With the Johnny Dang for a penny. That was 350. Heard it get cold in your city. Blew the heat with me. Oh, gotta run a ride on that seesaw. 50 pints of quaking from my essay way arriba. Necklace Jackson waterfall. My look like T-Bars. They make Billy Cully. That's a million. Only three cars. They come sit that over here. Bend it over. Take a picture.
DJ No Frills.
What it is. If I was your baby daddy, you'd be up a cup of meal. But you got a better chance of signing a play deal. We pump that like birds. I'm hanging out that window.
Like I'm hanging out that window, all he seen was steering wheel. Crashing, this here moving. I've been popping since a juvie. Flat screen in the cyber truck, hood, watching Tubi.
Throw it to me, cause I can hit the trap and get wrong. Rule number one, keep your eyes.
Chopped and screwed. Chopped and screwed. That's part of hip hop culture, right? Rest in peace, DJ Screw. DJ Screw. Texas.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Yes, we are the culture.
Yes,
we
sir.
Are the coaches. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. Famous Frills, DJ No Frills. And what's your name?
Val got the answers. Yes, follow me.
What's
at Val the Voice.
What's the 2.0. Answer?
The answer is that we need some clarity. We need some transparency in this medical billing. We're getting to this Instagrammies, and we're going to be talking about power to the people. And
hold on. Hold a vow for them. They don't understand. What is the Instagrammies?
So the Instagrammies, for those who don't know, I forget. Thank you, No Frills, for reminding me. Sometimes we got new listeners all the time.
Man, you're getting too much money. You got that new, classic 1958 Rolls Royce outside. You know what I'm saying?
Some people's wrist bling bling, mine's bling blow. All right?
Why
so listen,
not?
Check this out. So the Instagrammy part of the show is the show where we feature something that we found on Instagram that we feel like we need to share. We give them a Grammy. We highlight it up.
Yes.
We talk about it. We tag them. And you know what? We give people – this particular person doesn't need any promo. He's already well-known. You know, we kick it all the time on the gram. My thing is I really thought that this was important. Something that happened to me, I wanted to share this Instagrammy because I think people need to get behind this movement. I'm going to see if there's more that we can do as a unit to get behind this movement. Power to the patients. There needs to be transparency in medical billing. You shouldn't have to go into a medical facility and then get a bill for $5,000 like I did for 1 hour. Okay? That's a true story.
For one hour.
Can we get into
Let's get into it? Because when we come out, we got to talk about this $5,000.
I'm going to talk about it. Let's get into it. I want
everyone
pay attention.
Build them. I would have scorched them. We are the culture.
Power
to the people.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Right now, millions of people are getting robbed. Not by the guys you might think, but by hospital and insurance company executives. They crooks. Because they manage to hide hospital prices from all of us. When we can't see or compare prices, hospitals charge us whatever they want. They robbing us. It's corporate greed. It's not even legal, but nobody's enforcing that law. We love our nurses. We need our doctors. But the big business behind them is breaking our backs. So to all you politicians letting them crush us, you breaking my heart. Because you broke your promise to the very people you swore to protect. It's time for you to step up and enforce this law. Their corporate greed is devastating patients and their families. Hospitals are obligated to show us their prices, and we demand them. Power to the patient.
Yo, Joe. Shout out to Fat Joe. It's not about Fat Joe. It's not about the messenger. It's the message.
Right.
The message that he just said is so official because I definitely got some hospital bills I'm never paying. I ain't paying them.
Powerful. It's very powerful. Listen, you know what? I ain't going to lie. There's one or two I didn't pay, and I'm going to keep it real. You know, this is a true story, and this is why I'm behind this movement. This here is a true story. And you know what? I'm making this part of the Who Frauded segment. All you medical facilities, all you doctors, that are overcharging, you're frauding on the people. All you politicians are frauding on the people for not having transparency. Listen, when my mom was in the hospital back in 2019, she was fatally ill, and she wasn't going to make it. And I was real stressed out. I used to go every day. And one day, it was a tough day for me, you know? And the nurse came in and said, oh, you don't look good, whatever. I said, my chest hurts. I got a headache. She comes back with a wheelchair. She says, you got to go in the wheelchair. I got to bring you downstairs to get checked out. I'm like, no. She said, don't worry. I said, listen, I was just in the transition of getting new insurance. I had just started this new situation. I was getting new. So she was like, listen, don't worry. We'll backtrack it. Yeah, maybe a couple $100. You got to go as a nurse. I got to bring you down. So I let them plug me. I was there an hour. They took some tests. I got a bill a week later for $4,800.
Yo, that's crazy.
1 hour. What the hell? I said, listen, I didn't have a heart attack then, but when I got the bill, I almost had a heart attack then.
That's crazy.
So you know what? I called. I tried to work it out. I was like, one of them worked with me and lowered the $2,000 bill to $1,400. I paid it right on the spot. The other people, I learned my lesson. The other people, till today, but you know what I found out? That those medical bills weren't allowed to be put on my credit. So you know what? Since they're not able to put on my credit, I ain't going to worry about it. You should have took the $900 that I offered you. Now they're sending me bills that they'll take the $900. That was 4 years ago, homie. Now so my thing is nothing. Like, yeah, my thing is like, there needs to be transparency. When I go to the doctor now and I got health coverage, I want to know. And sometimes they say they don't know. You know what I do? I go to patient first. Patient first, I pay $100, $250. And if they're going to bill me anything else, they'll send me a text and I got to authorize it. So that's the whole thing. Like, there needs to be transparency.
That's crazy.
I want to shout out Fat Joe and I want to shout out all the other people who are behind this movement, right? It's called PowerToThePatients.org. Sign up for Power to the Patients. Become part of the movement. I put my story up there and we're going to get behind this. What do you think about these doctors and all these people who are over taking advantage of people? And a lot of these people don't even have coverage.
It's wrong, right? And right now, as we speak, I can't make this ish up. I have a friend. I have a friend. I have a friend right now that don't want to go to the hospital because he's scared of the bill. And that's so crazy. He don't want to go and he really needs medical attention. Prayer is up to you, homie. I hope you go see the doctor regardless. I think that's not cool.
No, it's horrible. It's really horrible. Listen, powertothepatients.org. Get involved. And I really thought we needed to feature that on the Instagram is part of the show. Can we get into who frauded?
Yes, why not?
Can we
not
get into this who frauded segment?
Why not?
You know who frauded?
Who that?
The World Dance Sports Federation. They are the people who choose for the Olympics. Shout out to my man Crazy Legs who is putting them on blast. He's all over the place talking about they should be investigated because how did this person, and I don't want to spend too much time, but how was someone who was not, you know, Ray Gunn, who was not qualified, how did she get, like, somebody had to approve that. So you know what? I'm saying that they're frauding. The Olympic Committee who allowed her frauding. You know, it was a spectacle. And you know what? She has to take some accountability, too. I don't want to drag her. But she has, because she should have known. I know who I'm better than. I know who's a better. She should have known. But her own self-interest wanting to be on. Did she really think she had a chance? But for me today, I'm putting them on blast. The World Sport Dance Sport Federation for allowing that debacle to go through. What do you think, No Frills?
This is what
got
I think.
Got anybody put on blast?
This is what I... No. I want to talk about this first. First, I have a question, right?
Shoot.
I thought that she was better than...
Not literally. Don't shoot me literally. Put that down.
No.
Sorry, man.
This
I'm Philadelphia, not in Philly, but
listen, we stopping the violence. We pushing peace. Pushing peace. So look, I need to know, right?
Yeah.
I did my research, right? I reverse engineered. I did some research, right? So I heard that she was like actually a better dancer than how she performed at the Olympics. Do you think that she was scared? Like, maybe you think it was her nerves?
I saw some videos of her dancing, and I thought she had better footwork. But you know what? I'm going to be honest, man. When I saw, like, some of that stuff looked trolling. And going to put him on blast because you don't know this, and this is a special announcement right here. But I got the inside scoop that they will no longer be featuring breakdancing in the Olympics. This was the first and last year.
Yo, that's crazy.
2028 will not be featured. And it wasn't because of her.
They
just decided even before this would be the only year. And that's why it's special. That's why it's a big deal that one of us won. Someone from the States had a win because it comes from the States. I wish it would have been somebody from the Bronx. But you know what? I'm talking to Legs. I'm talking to some of the people. I said, maybe we can push back and get it refeatured. You just need the right coaching. You know what? The Olympics frauded this year. I give them props. I give them credit for featuring it. But they frauded for not having the legends and not giving a better ceremony about breaking in the Olympics, not showing some of the history, not honoring some of the people. Like, this was a big thing. And you know what? I think that they dropped the ball on it, you know, and that's why maybe we'll be doing our own hip-hop Olympics. That's something that we're going to talk about.
The question is not why, but why not? Crazy Legs, listen, we need your support.
That's right.
LL Cool J, we need your
support. That's right.
Yes, we need. We definitely need
to. We're calling out to all those sponsors.
Yeah, we need the sponsors.
We need Tyler's support.
Yes.
He's coming down. He's going to cut a check.
Yeah, Tyler the check man.
Listen, man, but I'm just going to keep it there. For me, that's who frauded. Also, Canelo Alvarez frauded for picking Edgar Berlanga. I think it's a fraud, but it is what it is. Any last words before we get into this last joining and out of here?
Listen, man, listen. I just want to say, listen, Frills, I'm pushing P.
Yes.
I'm back in the clubs.
That's
I want to thank everybody. I want to thank LL Cool J because I was invited to the album to get the chance to hear the whole album. That album is phenomenal. The new album is on the way. It's dropping September 9th. LL new album is dropping September 9th. And I'm not just saying this because I'm a part of Rock the Bells Radio family. This album is crazy.
The
single
the
he got with Sweetie is crazy. He has Michael Jackson on there, Snoop Dogg. Shout out. He has Mad Squabbles from Philly on the album. The production
Taking it to the streets.
The production is next level. I'm telling y'all, for people that's slacking, shout out to LL Cool J for showing people that you could be at a, I don't even know how old he is, that you don't have to quit. Because the spell in hip-hop is, once you get to a certain age, it's over. But we are the coaches.
It's
and
never over.
LL Cool J.
There is no tomorrow, Rocky.
It is no tomorrow.
Let's go. Man. We are the coaches, man. Follow me at ValTheVoice 2.0. Follow at DJ No Frills. Follow at the T-H-E-E Culture Coaches. Follow at the Hip Hop Co-Creators page. Shout out to my people over there doing a great job, man. The Hip Hop Co-Creators, man. We're going to get to some music and take you out of here. We are the Culture Coaches. Make sure to follow us. Listen, we got them shirts coming real soon.
Shout out to Africa. Let's go.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure. The Culture Coaches.
Oh, man, I'm hot. Oh, man, I'm hot.
DJ No Frills.
Shout out to Kenya. Shout out to Egypt. Afrobeats. Afrobeats. Is it better than hip hop? Afrobeats. Afrobeats. Is it better than hip hop? We're going to talk about that next week. Was Afrobeats created to kill hip hop? Some of the historians say yes. We're going to see next year. I mean, next week. By next year, the Culture Coaches, we're going to be DJing in Africa. Listen, Little Raheem, you can't stop us. We are the best. Follow the voice. DJ No Frills, we are the best. We the Culture Coaches. Boy.
Some do it for show. They do it for sure.